America weekend.
I have Alzheimer's disease, early onset. I can see the words hanging in front of me and I can't reach them and I don't know who I am and I don't know what I'm going to lose next.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for another edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Still Alice.
Still Alice is the film that has finally brought Julianne Moore the boatload of awards that she's deserved for a range of outstanding performances over the last two decades. This was her fifth Oscar nomination, and talk about way overdue. But does her role as early-onset Alzheimer's-stricken Alice Howland hold up against her past work? Mostly it does, but it won't make anyone forget her sterling performances in Boogie Nights, Magnolia, or Far From Heaven. Part of the problem is the movie itself. It's television-style, disease-of-the-week conventional, oiled to maximum Oscar-grabbing capacity. Kristen Stewart is pretty empty as Howland's wayward younger daughter Lydia, and Alec Baldwin is woefully underdeveloped as put-upon hubby John. And the writing-directing team of Richard Glatzer and Wash Westmoreland never attain a higher level than workmanlike. So it's completely Moore's show here, and she carries it beautifully. The running and getting lost scene, the can't-find-the-bathroom dilemma, Julianne makes the predictable work with her typical nuanced precision. So, see Still Alice for Julianne Moore's acting only. The film itself is highly forgettable. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark. And again, check out Mark's terrific site, reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com. And Mark will be back next week. We all like to go to dinner. Who doesn't? You get away from it all. Maybe you get away from the kids. You sit there and you enjoy the restaurant, the ambiance, the food, and it's just a wonderful experience. But then you start to think, what's going on behind those doors? The kitchen. What does the kitchen look like? What's going on with the people that work in the kitchen cooking your food? Well, when most people go out to eat, they expect an establishment to prepare their food in a manner that's representative of the restaurant's reputation and price point. If you pay $20 or $30 for a meal, really? You probably expect it to be prepared carefully and with quality ingredients. I expect it to sing me a song for $30 as well, whereas if you pay $3 for a meal, that's my speed, you may expect a few shortcuts here and there. But at the end of the day, even if a restaurant microwaves nacho cheese sauce or prepares a few ingredients in advance, the meal should still be delicious and safe no matter how much it costs. But if you have any experience working in the restaurant business, you know that restaurants, as profit-generating businesses, place a great deal of effort into reducing their costs, and some of these cost reduction tactics are not exactly, well, appetizing to say the very least. Here are some things restaurants, or some restaurants, do to save money that they would never advertise on their menus. The first one, they marry ketchup bottles. Huh? There's no ceremony, no reception, but some restaurants do marry ketchup bottles on a regular basis. How? Well, they take off all the old used bottles off the tables and they combine and refill them. That's no surprise. They do that out in the open many times. I've been in many restaurants where all of a sudden here comes some guy and he's got a big thing of ketchup and he opens it up and he pours some of the ketchup from that bottle into this one and they put some new ketchup in. Voila, he wipes it off and puts it back on the table. The ketchup bottle is quite the public utility, is it not? Everybody uses it. Some even combine the last little bits of the bottles into a bin or some sort of funnel mechanism. Then they pour all of this ketchup into empty bottles to make bottles that look good as new, but they're really not. A lot of people wonder if marrying ketchup is against health codes. The answer to that question is, it depends. According to California's health code, condiments shall be protected from contamination by being kept in dispensers that are designed to provide protection. Protected food displays provided with the proper utensils, original containers designed for dispensing, or individual packages or portions. Every single regulation and rule is just this enormous run-on sentence that leaves you wanting for just any explanation as to what they just said. But codes vary across locations, and different restaurants have different methods of marrying ketchup, some more sanitary than others. I have an issue with the phrase marrying ketchup. Can't we just say we're combining ketchup bottles? How can you tell if the ketchup bottle on your table has been married? Well, it has a ring on it, does it not? Well, if you see a glass bottle, that's a potential red flag. Several years back, Heinz began asking restaurants to stop the practice of marrying. Many restaurants agreed, and now you'll see a lot of red plastic, non-refillable bottles in restaurants. Some establishments still marry the condiment, though, so if you see a full glass, catch a bottle that looks used, the pop seal doesn't break when you open it up, or there are air bubbles inside the bottle, you may be using married ketchup. I can't remember when the last time I actually encountered a glass bottle of ketchup in a restaurant. Can you even get a glass bottle of ketchup in a supermarket? Everything seems to be plastic. And it's the lighter plastic that now crinkles and makes a noise when you squeeze it, does it not? These are less than lovely things restaurants do to save money. Number two, microwave and pre-prepare foods. The restaurant business is tough to succeed in, and with average pre-tax profit margins as low as 2% in some restaurants, owners look for cost savings everywhere. Timing is vital to a restaurant's success and smooth operations, blah, 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 blah. A lot of restaurants, not only fast food restaurants, pre-cook and microwave foods so that when the lunch or dinner rush arrives, they can have the food out quickly. They also do this for uniformity, and so that a typical cook can prepare these foods without incident. So those fresh veggies you ordered may very well be microwaved, and that pasta dish may have been prepared well before you arrived, and it's just being reheated and decorated nicely for you. Have you ever been shocked how quickly your meal has arrived at a sit-down restaurant? Okay, let's see. I'll have the captain's choice with the flounder. I want rice. No, you know what? Let me have a mashed potato. Can I do that? All right, a mashed potato. I'm really not into the broccoli. Do you have asparagus? Okay, good. The dinner roll. Can I get cornbread? Okay. Yeah, thank you. And like 6 minutes later, there it is, piping hot. You know something funny is going on back in that kitchen. The next one, hire underpaid and undereducated staff. That's right. I want my cook to have the highest possible SAT score there is. Unless a restaurant worker is in a management or chef's position, they are generally subject to low wages. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, a restaurant cook earns a median salary of about $22,000, which equals about $10.65 per hour. We had Wolfgang Puck on the show. I don't think he's making that kind of coin, do you folks? Waiters and waitresses may earn even less, with median wages of less than $9 per hour. Because these workers can earn such low pay, they are not always motivated to learn food safety, practice proper sanitation, and take pride in the food they're serving. Hey, even SpongeBob knew a lot about food safety and what to do with it at the Krusty Krab, so I expect the guy down at my local restaurant to as well. According to data published in Food Safety News, a study found that 62% of restaurant workers handling raw ground beef with their bare hands did not wash up before handling other ready-to-eat foods or cooked ground beef. And that's only the beginning of an array of scary statistics. The study observed workers in 40% of restaurants wiping their hands on their aprons after handling raw foods. We had the sound of this clip on the show, wow, a few months ago. Do you remember the YouTube video of the San Francisco restaurant worker or owner who was taking frozen meat, and he was standing outside the restaurant, outside the kitchen or the basement level in San Francisco, and slamming it against the ground, the sidewalk, so he could begin to defrost it? There's your commercial right there for your restaurant, folks. And the final less than lovely thing restaurants do to save money, assign expensive sounding names to cheap or unappetizing menu items. Would you order toothfish from a menu? What about Chilean sea bass? Although they are the same thing, many diners would prefer the sea bass to the toothfish, explains The Guardian. From your wine to your dinner, many restaurant menus, especially at nicer restaurants, use the name and image of an item to help sell it. You may be getting something cheap or something you'd otherwise never eat because its name sounds enticing. According to The Guardian, instead of stocking the same brands of wine available in liquor stores, restaurants can place something called an SLO, or special liquor order, for wines not found in U.S. stores. One restaurant found a Santana Tempranillo wine that retailed at $2.50 a bottle. The restaurant sold at $15 a bottle, and everyone seemed to enjoy it, never knowing they were paying six times the price. Also reminds me of a story that happened in the town in which I live. There was a diner, been around for years and years and years, closed. Someone decided, I'm going to make a go at it. I'm going to make it successful. So they opened it back up. People went in and realized there wasn't very much to choose from on the menu. Some of the regular staples. A Salisbury steak with a little macaroni and cheese. A little fish with some rice and a touch of broccoli. Or these little, you know, specials. And the food wasn't all that plentiful. Usually when you go into a diner, they give you enough food to feed you for the next 3 days. Well, it turns out that the owner went to the store and bought frozen dinners. Little frozen lunches. You know the ones I mean. These little frozen meals. And decided, okay, I'm going to type up a menu and I'll put down, macaroni and cheese with Salisbury steak. Well, all he did was went back, got that one out of the freezer, popped it in the microwave for 3.5 minutes, peel back the film, stir, cover, put it back in for another 3.5 minutes, and his customer had a piping hot meal. Did he have a cook? No. He just had someone who knew how to operate a microwave oven. I'm Ed Kalegi, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-time great was known as Mr. Hockey. He's a 23-time NHL All-Star and the only player to appear in games spanning 5 different decades.
Gordie Howe, big, rugged, and fast. Howe is ambidextrous, but packs a little more power in a right-hand shot.
So where is Gordie Howe now? Gordie's image and jersey have been seen in popular TV shows and movies such as The Simpsons and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. In 2010, he was awarded an honorary Doctor of Laws by the University of Saskatchewan. Today, the phrase Gordie Howe hat trick is used when an NHL player tallies a goal, an assist, and a fight in the same game.
And representing all of hockey with great distinction for 5 decades, number 9.
A tip of the hat to the great Gordie Howe. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Nearly everyone in the United States is aware that they must be told their Miranda rights before being questioned by a law enforcement officer. If they're not informed of these rights, it's unlikely that charges will hold up in court. Is there any exception to this law? Can cops question you without reading your rights? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Yes, the public safety exception is triggered when police have a reasonable need to protect the public from immediate danger. And that's the final verdict.